Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Don't you feel so much more relaxed this morning after getting your mental dose of opium at the top of the hour?
They said that
inflation is down except for food and energy.
Yeah, and everything else.
I tell you what, when I feel that flood of the mental opium coming over my mind in the morning, just by listening to that, it calms me down and just puts me in a state of euphoria. My mind can't take it hardly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've got a couple things on my list for today. I know we haven't talked about them, but that relate to the price of things. But if you don't mind, I'd like to share one thing very quickly. I don't know if you or Sharon have followed Kathy's recipe for potato bread. It's truly world-class. And during the break yesterday, I decided to make some bread, and I had my notes in my notebook from when Kathy was on last week. And so she has a recipe, and I wanted to give it to the class. I wanted to make sure they get it quickly. So, class, if you want to write this down, I will give you the recipe. This is Kathy's recipe. And for a 1.5-pound loaf of potato bread that you can make in a bread machine. And I calculated the cost, actually measured the cost of electricity. It takes, for this bread recipe, if you have it on light, meaning tan color rather than dark, it costs 290 watts to make this with a West Bend electric bread machine, about 25 years old. And it costs 39 cents if you set it to darker, the dark setting. So it's like light, medium, and dark. Medium is 290 kilowatts, and dark is 380 kilowatts. Excuse me, why did I say kilowatts? Watts. 290 watts, that's 2.9 cents of electricity at 10 cents kilowatt, or 3.8 cents if you'd like it darker. So I tried it darker, 3.8 cents, and here it is. So it is 1 cup of water plus 2 tablespoons. So it's 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons of water. 3 tablespoons of butter, but I substituted 1 tablespoon of butter and 2 tablespoons of avocado oil, and it worked perfectly. Why? Because with the price of Biden butter, you're probably going to want to consider substituting. 2.5 tablespoons of sugar, 2 tablespoons of potato flakes, 1 teaspoon of salt, 3 cups of bread flour, and 1.5 teaspoons of yeast. It is world-class extraordinary. So I made it with the substitution, 1 tablespoon of butter plus 2 tablespoons of avocado oil. Now, maybe you could substitute vegetable oil, but we don't use it here at our house, except for lubricating purposes. Other than that, no. Okay, so that's the recipe. And Kyle, did you want to go through some of the things on your list, or do you want me to just start off with things that have me frosted?
Well, having the things you that are to have you frosted, I totally get that phrase so much.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to you and Gwyneth yesterday, and Gwyneth talking about how we have been trained. And I thought it was interesting because it was so true to what I have noticed. And I think I wanted to bring up one part of it. I didn't want to interrupt her or call in, but I wanted to bring up one part of that, of this for people's consideration. And then we could jump into whatever you want to go to. So the hard thing to realize is that when we say, or when Gwyneth or anyone else says, that we can recognize that we are being manipulated as a society, the hardest thing to realize and to be able to do is to go introspective and see if this is in you. That is what's tough. Because even though you can realize that and you can see it in other people and you can see it online and you can see it on TV, it's hard to realize how much that affects and has affected your thought process, the process by which you think. And I'm not speaking, obviously, I'm speaking to everybody here in the class, because and to myself too, because the more that I consider how much my thought process, or I even think to myself, why do I think like that? Why do I reason like that? And is that affected by this same manipulation that is going on with everybody else? And so I just throw that out there for people to consider this, because you know that we make decisions constantly. I mean, you can't help but do it. And you think constantly because you can't help but do it. The hard thing to realize is your thinking has been formed by this society from a very early age. And to the degree that you don't reconsider where you are, will be the degree to which you can realize how much this has affected you. And they put this kind of stuff, like in the news, at the top of the hour, all the time. They emphasize things that we don't even think about, or I do now, but I didn't used to, and I know a lot of people don't. When they talk about the way they emphasize things, like, and the stock market is up 982 points, and inflation is down, except for food and energy. You know, really subtle. They're saying it, but they're not really saying it. So, anyway, I get your comments on that, Vince.
Well, it's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. The manipulation through statistics, the manipulation through obfuscation and misleading. And as you're saying this, I was thinking about what happened. So in June 12th of 2009, the federal government, AKA or through the Federal Communications Commission, forced television transmitting stations to switch from analog to digital. And it happened at 11:59 p.m. in the time zone of the broadcasting station on June 12th of 2009. So they switched from analog to digital. And why did they say they did that? Well, there's some really neat features that you can get with digital that you couldn't get with analog. And one of them is called PIP, as in picture in picture, which allows viewers, programmees, to watch multiple programs at the same time without on the same screen. Okay, so you can watch multiple programs, be programmed multiple ways at the same time with digital that you couldn't do with analog. Now, they obviously wanted to go digital for other reasons. Now, think about this. So if you can watch picture-in-picture, you could watch subliminal cuts without even noticing them, right? I think the digital allows, the digital transmission system allows subliminal cuts to be interspersed more easily, more readily, and with more clarity. So that's what happened, in my opinion. Now, I can't prove that it was all because of subliminal cuts or subliminal messages, but if you think about it, since 2009, we have gotten dumber. There's no question in my mind. We have not gotten smarter. We have become more lazy, more fat, more lethargic, and we have followed the message. And if you think about it, I expected that with the selection, that if it were fair, there would be more people thinking the way we do selected than thinking the way Joe thinks. But that's really not what happened. There was no massive backlash from people that think the way we do. Didn't happen. And people are okay. It seems like people are okay with the selection. I haven't seen any rioting reported. I haven't seen any information that even all of the races were finalized. How is that possible? How is it possible with all the technology that we have, all the counters, all the watchers, allegedly, that we don't even know who won yet, all the races? We know some of them, but we don't know all of them. And that people are so disgusted, at least in some ways, that viewership was down 30% for people tuned into watching the selection results. Isn't that interesting? So it seems to me that people, if you put it all together, it seems to me that people have been programmed. And I think it's through the media. I really do. And it's like the things that you were saying, Kyle, that some words are emphasized. You know, Dow is up. But that's manipulated. Anyone who listens to what we're saying in class and has been paying attention in class knows that the Dow Jones is manipulated by the plunge protection team. There's a team of people that meet in Washington. With the president has a plunge protection team, and it is designed to manipulate the mood so that people don't get depressed regarding how lousy businesses are doing. And if you think about it, back when I was studying finance and economics back in the 1970s, you know, like 50 years ago, there were companies that were part of the Dow that were, you know, great companies. People looked up to companies like Sears Roebuck and Company. They looked up to General Motors. They looked up to Westinghouse. They looked up to General Electric. They looked up to these giant companies that made real products like Ford and General Motors and Chrysler and Whirlpool. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on. And now, what's the Dow made up of? Service industries, right? Can you imagine that?
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
There were 30 companies. And those companies were some of the industrial giants. And we have replaced them with, this is a list of the Dow 30 companies right now. United Health Group. Goldman Sachs. Now, what does United Health Group make? What does Goldman Sachs make? Amgen. Home Depot. Home Depot sells stuff, right? McDonald's. Actually, they assemble hamburgers. Caterpillar, Inc. Now, they actually make equipment. Microsoft. Honeywell International. Visa. What does Visa make? Travelers Company. That's an insurance company. Chevron is one. They actually are in the oil business, in the petroleum business. Johnson & Johnson. I think they make vaccines. Boeing Company. American Express. What do they make? Salesforce, Inc. What do they make? Walmart. What does Walmart make? I guess they're in the importing business, importing products from China. I think that's what they do. International Business Machines. Procter & Gamble, they make products. IBM makes products. Apple makes products. Well, Apple sells products that are made in China, right? They have some research and development and engineering here. J.P. Morgan and Chase. What do they make? I'm not sure. I think they make digits. And 3M Company, they make products. Merck & Company, they make products. Nike. Why is Nike, you know, the sneaker company, why are they in the Dow? Walt Disney, what do they make other than memories? Coca-Cola. Cisco and Verizon Communications, Walgreens, and Intel. So there you have it. So you can see that some of the companies that are valued highly by being represented in the Dow 30, are companies that don't make anything. Some do. But it seems like more and more we're going toward service companies. And I don't think, you know, if you talk to a bank or a banker, they'll say, well, we've got these products. And they'll say, well, we have some loan products and we have some savings products. I remember going into the president's office and the marketing VP was in there or came in there when I was giving my presentation to the boss. And he said, we've got a new product and this is what we're going to do. And I'm thinking, product? You know, I went to school. A product is, you know, something you can put in your hand, something you can touch. A bank product is imaginary. It's a concept. Just like money is now a concept. Money is really gold and silver, but we don't use it. We think of money as green piece of paper with dead presidents on them. With some black ink, maybe some red or blue ink, depending. But it's a concept. And the only reason it has value is people think it has value. And the minute they stop thinking it has value, it's not going to have any value. And right now, people are thinking it has less and less value. That's why it costs more and more of those concepts to buy things. That's called inflation. Kyle, it's really, really frustrating. I can't think of anything that's going right.
Just taking what you just said about the Dow. Folks, I want to give you another level of thought here. So, okay, Vince just brought out the fact that all of these, or a lot of most of these companies by far, are companies that don't produce anything. Okay? So, if you're looking at the Dow Jones, how does that fact affect your mental perception? All of a sudden, you look at the Dow and you think in terms of what? Not producing, not working, not innovation, not manufacturing. You think in terms of manipulation of money. You think in terms of sales productivity, quote unquote. What is sales productivity or distribution productivity? You're not making anything. All you're doing is carrying stuff around. So that affects your mind. You don't even think in terms of making something yourself. Our society is being manipulated by this. I'll come back to it after the break. Do I hear music, Vince?
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Kyle's voice.
All right.
Yeah.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans were getting closer to securing a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives early on Thursday, while control of the Senate hung in the balance 2 days after the midterm elections. Republicans had captured at least 210 House seats. 218 are needed for a majority. Orlando International Airport and theme parks in Florida were halting operations Wednesday because of inclement weather. In all, about 2,000 flights were canceled as former Hurricane 1 Nicole hit the eastern coast of Florida about 3 a.m. near Vero Beach and is weakening. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
It will move through the state, exit into the Gulf of Mexico, and then make landfall again somewhere in the Big Bend region in North Florida. The combined winds and storm surge will contribute to continued beach erosion in areas that have already seen erosion.
USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Flash. Today,
God, you're
take my. When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, we're talking about the Dow and. You know, when you think about it, Class, the Dow was some of the most iconic industrial companies that the world has ever seen. And some that have been delisted from the Dow 30 are General Electric. Really, General Electric, Thomas Alva Edison's company, AT&T, American Telephone and Telegraph. They built most of the infrastructure that you used to make your telephone calls on. For sure. Sears, you know, you might think Sears and Walmart, what's the difference? Well, Walmart never sold houses. They never sold housing kits. They never sold items that were manufactured in their own factories in the United States. But Sears, Roebuck and Company did. And General Motors. General Motors used to be on the Dow. the Dow 30, Sears, AT&T, General Electric, and Bethlehem Steel. That was one of the Dow 30. Steel. What made America? Without companies like Bethlehem Steel, you wouldn't have the buildings that you have in the major cities in the United States. Period. But the steel industry in the United States has been in decline. Why? Well, because the other guys can make it. We can get our steel from Asia. You know, that's why. So we have been destroyed from within by politicians who've allowed all of the industry that has been shipped overseas or to Mexico or to other countries to be shipped there. They've allowed it. And probably been paid for it, individually bribed or blackmailed. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And we've replaced. Do you think that any country is identified as being great without great manufacturing? You know, when you think of Italy, do you think of Ferrari, Lamborghini, Bugatti, Maserati? Do you think of that? Do you think of the great artists, Leonardo, Da Vinci, inventors? Do you think of that? Or do you think of, you know, a great country like Bangladesh? Do you think of what makes America great? Wow. You know, America, where would America be without the greatness of Goldman Sachs? Or, heck, America's got great insurance companies. Really great ones. Do you think anybody thinks of us as being great because of our banking and because of our insurance institutions? Hardly. Neither one of them makes a product. Neither one. So what do we think about China? When we think of China, we think of all the things that they make that we buy that we can't do without. That's what makes China great. We don't look at their banking system or their insurance system. We look at their military as terrifying. And we look at their space program as terrifying. And we look at their manufacturing prowess as dominating. We lost it all, every bit of it, through the sick traitors who have sold us out. And we just had Trader Trade-In Day a couple days ago. Kyle, back to you.
I love that. Trader Trade-In Day. That's exactly correct. Can you imagine our founding fathers allowing this to go on? I bet they are spinning in their graves looking like egg beaters. They are probably, I can't even fathom it. But think about this too, folks. What do your little kids grow up aspiring to see or to emulate, because that's how their thinking is affected. Do they think in terms of seeing on TV guys erecting bridges, hanging cables, walking cables that were 200 or 300 feet in the air, stringing, building bridges, how to welding on these bridges to hundreds of feet in the air, bolting these things together? Do they see that and think, crying out loud, that's what I, in my mind, that's where the limit is. That's where I want to go. That's where the edge of my thinking is. Or do they think in terms of how can I become a computer program so I can make this electronic game that is so quote unquote flashy and cool that I can make it better? Or I could learn how to do what all these other guys do, that I can play on a computer all day long and maybe be a multimillionaire like some of these other guys that play on computer. We have just gone. You know, Vince, the other day I was watching TV, regular TV, and I was thinking in terms of watching for, on just the commercials, white males. Did you know I watched it for about 3 hours. The only commercials that had white males in them was ones advertising erectile dysfunction and drugs, trying to sell drugs. And the rest of them were black, Hispanic, Oriental, women of all colors and shapes and sizes, men of all shapes and sizes, except white. The only white males that were on in 3 hours of commercials, which happened about, there was a commercial about every, seems like every 10 to 15 minutes. The only commercials were advertising erectile dysfunction and drugs of some, a particular drug of some sort. I won't even say it. But in any case, that's where your mind, folks, is being manipulated. You're being told that women can solve problems, that women give orders, that women make decisions, that it's the other races that are leading and are predominant. Of all of these different things, that's exactly what you're being told. You're being led to think in terms of you don't even matter if you're a white man. You don't even matter. That's exactly the message that's being put out. Because why? Why do you think that is? Why is there an attack on that? Because the white man was the backbone of this nation. It was the strength. It was the decision makers. It was the entrepreneurs. It was the guys, the engineers that went out and made stuff happen. It was the best doctors, the most innovative doctors, the most creative and creating people on the planet that has ever been in the history of the world. And if they can take that down, if they can get it so diminished, you will be even easier to take over. And that is the goal. And I want you to think in that. Try to think in terms of getting your kids away from that junk and making them go out and play and build and create and put up their own rope swings and put up their own hammocks and build their forts and help you fix the car, help you with the plumbing. Have them help you. You learn so that they can learn, so that they aspire. Please, I am begging you, that's the people that are going to survive what's coming. And I've said this to you before, Vince, and I'm going to repeat it today. The main reason I prep is I don't know if I'm going to be around for the collapse and reemergence of this country. But I have trained the best I can my kids, but they're still behind the eight ball as far as being able to know what I know and understand what I understand. And my whole reason for prepping is so that I'm trying to give them time on the learning curve to catch up. That's the main reason I prep. That's the main reason I prepare. That's the main reason I try to teach them every single time I get the chance. I give them information. I give them wisdom. I give them knowledge every chance I can. And they're all grown now. But every chance I can, I try to season the words that I speak to them with salt, so to speak. With the smartest, wisest thought processes, the thought processes that will help them overcome and figure out and decide how to fix things. There's a process to thinking. And this process is either being led by the TV and the stupid society that we're living in, or it's led by the way that you interact with your kids. You be the leader. The men out there, especially the white males I'm talking to more than anybody else right now, because we are really under attack. And I'm trying, and it will be the survival of this nation, I believe, is going to rest in your hands. Not totally. And there's some great black people and great Indian people. Don't get me wrong. I'm not against or racist in any kind. I'm just saying there, Clarence Thomas is an example. Great justice, right? I'm not against any of those folks. I'm just telling you, this country was built by the backs of the white male. And the ones out there that are under the most attack is the white male. You've got to do something to try to encourage your sons and your daughters, but especially your sons, to be a man and understand what that's supposed to look like. There's an old country song that says, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Teach them to stand. Teach them to think. Teach them to create. Teach them to fix. Teach them to build. Teach them to innovate. It's really up to us. And anyway, your thoughts, Vince?
Yeah, I've got some thoughts, and I'll share them when we come back. I don't have enough time. We only have about 6 seconds left in this segment, but when we come back, I've got some comments on a couple of things that you said. Exclamation points. We'll be right back.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, and Kyle had a lot to say during the last segment, and here are my comments. They're exclamation points. So you mentioned erectile dysfunction commercials. And day one, when I started broadcasting in Springfield, Missouri, my first day in the studio, I got behind the microphone, top of the hour commercials played, and there was a erectile dysfunction commercial. I came unglued. And during the first break, after the first segment, I marched into the front office and I said, "What are you guys doing? You've got erectile dysfunction programs, commercials on USA Prepares? Are you serious?" Because in my contract, I had total control over the commercials that would be airing, and I could throw any of them that I wanted overboard for whatever reason I wanted. What I'm saying is that if I disagreed with the commercial message, and if I thought it was contrary or not in concert with the message that USA Prepares was presenting, I could have those commercials removed. And I did. I had several commercials removed. And I remember going in the office, you know, for just a couple minutes during the break, and it's like, who is this guy? He just got here. He just got here, and like within minutes of him getting here, he's already complaining about the advertisers? That's exactly right. That's what I did. Now, next thing. I didn't, you know, erectile dysfunction is, according to Dr. Shealy, is a function of some of the drugs that people take, prescription drugs. So they take the prescription drugs for, let's say hypertension, and they find they have ED, and then they have to take some kind of a supplement to help with ED. Now, I can understand that, but what I can't understand is in-your-face ED commercials. And that was what I had a problem with, the in-your-face ED commercials, the ones that were over-the-top, aggressive. All right, the next thing, they weren't subtle. The next thing is when you're talking about teaching our children, and you are on a mission to teach your children, your adult children, just as I am. And it's clear to me that the plan is to silence the teachers like Kyle, like the instructors at USA Prepares, by killing us off and encouraging us to get jab number one, jab number two, and the booster. I think the plan is to encourage us to kill ourselves by saying, y'all, can I get one of those jabs or two plus the booster, please? And silence the brain trust. I think that's a big part of their mission. Who are they? I'm talking about the ruling elite. The people behind the curtain. The Committee of 300. Those people. The Bilderbergers. There's lots of names for this, for this ilk. Kyle, one of the things I want to talk about today was I was in uniform. No, I'm only kidding about that, in uniform. I was assisting a mechanic, our son, who was working on a car on a service call. And, you know, I'm curious, and shiny things attract my attention. I easily get distracted. And I saw this sheet metal, and I thought, wow. The hood was up, and I thought, wow, this metal is really thin. Really thin. So, of course, you know, I tap on it, tap with my fingernail. It's as thin as I thought it was. As a matter of fact, it wasn't much thicker than my fingernail, if it was that thick. And I'm talking about a Chevrolet Cruze. So I wanted to know, has sheet metal gotten thinner? Huh. Well, you might find this kind of interesting, class. It has. And if you look at the vehicles that get crunched in little fender benders, you look, how is that possible that that metal crumpled up like aluminum foil? How is that possible? Well, because it's around, about the thickness of aluminum foil. Actually, the sheet metal on a car is a little bit thicker, but not much. How thick is it? Well, it used to be that cars were somewhere around 16 gauge sheet metal, around, maybe even thicker than that. And now they're somewhere around 22 gauge. Maybe the average is 20 gauge. But the smaller the number, the thicker the metal. It's exactly inverse to what you might be thinking. So 16 gauge is thicker than 22 gauge. So how thick is the original metal of years ago? About 60 thousandths of an inch. 60 thousandths of an inch. How thick is it now? About 30 thousandths of an inch. Half as thick. Now, how thick is that, this 30 thousandths of an inch? Well, a piece of copier paper is 5 one-thousandths of an inch thick. So the sheet metal is as thick as 6 sheets of paper. How thick is a human hair? About the same thickness, about 5 thousandths of an inch. So if you were to put side by side, 6 human hairs, that's how thick the sheet metal on a car is today. No kidding. So there actually is a lesson in there. And we'll talk about that when we come back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.